Yeah, as expected, the last time we spoke to you, he had a substantial lead of 16.5 seconds. Well, Alistair Fisher did make a bit of a comeback on the final stage, but it suggests that Craig Breen was probably nursing the car home, making sure he finished, because it finished with 14.4 seconds between them. So Breen, who, of course, rallied in the World Championship last year with Citroën, unfortunately lost his position in the Citroën team when they reduced their number of cars from 3 to 2. Breen lost out, so he came back to Ireland to rally the first round of the Irish Tarmac Championship. Of course, Donegal is another round of that Tarmac Championship. But it was a masterful performance by the experienced man. Once Gary Jennings slipped off the stages on the sixth stage, he really didn't have anybody to tackle him. Alistair Fisher did put in a great performance to finish second. Josh Moffat, the current Tarmac champion, finished in third place. He was 37 seconds behind the time of Alistair Fisher. So that's the way it has finished here. From a Donegal point of view, well, seventh place for Declan and Brian Boyle at the finish of this particular event. They finished second. Manus Kelly was the other one that was well up all along, and he finished in 13th position. Actually, he moved to 12th at the end of the last stage. But a fantastic return to Galway, who didn't run their event last year for logistical and insurance reasons. Galway is back on the map. They reduced it to one day. It attracted a huge amount of competitors, a full entry of 130 cars. But it is that senior man, Craig Breen, with Paul Nagel, the Killarney man, sitting beside him, that has won it by 14.4 seconds from Alistair Fisher and Josh Moffat in third.